Welcome to the Emmaus Bible Hour. This is a program for the family, with an emphasis on finding out what God has to say to us through His Word, the Bible. Dr. C.I. Schofield, editor of the notes in the original Schofield Bible, makes this confession: I gave much of my earlier life to the study of Homer and Shakespeare, and while my understanding undoubtedly profited by that study, and I found keen intellectual delight in it, these books held no rebuke for my sins, nor any power to lift me above them. But when I came to the Bible and received Him, concerning whom, after all, the whole book is written, I entered into peace, joy, and power. The Bible led me to Jesus, and Jesus transformed my life. That was a quotation from Dr. C.I. Schofield. In this time together, we're going to take a serious look at the matter of studying the Bible. We'll be talking about tools to help you in that study. This is Lesson 7 of the course, Guide to Christian Growth, an Emmaus Correspondence course. If you're interested in these studies, be sure to get our address at the close of the program and correspond with us. This lesson is titled, In the Study. This is Lesson 7 and page 1 of that lesson. Every Christian needs to build a library of helpful reference books. Foremost amongst these is a concordance. Many valuable studies can be done with a Bible and a good concordance. Concordances are designed to aid the student locate any given text in the Bible by listing each word and stating where the word is found in the Bible. Thus, for example, if you wanted to find the text, God loveth a cheerful giver, you could locate it by looking under God, loveth, cheerful, or giver. Some concordances are more sophisticated than others, but few believers ever grow beyond the need for one. These better concordances help in word studies. If you're going to do serious Bible study, you should own either Young's Analytical Concordance to the Bible or Strong's Comprehensive Concordance to the Bible. Now let's talk about Bible dictionaries. Bible dictionaries are mines of historical, cultural, geographical, and biographical information. They give outlines and synopsis of Bible books. Often they are profusely illustrated. They are essential for forming a correct understanding of Bible times and for generally keeping the student informed on matters of background and information. One of the best is Unger's Bible Dictionary. Commentaries on the Bible are many and varied. Numerous one-volume commentaries are available, some of which are the fruit of one man's labors in the Word, others of which represent a pooling of team talent. Some specialize in exposition of the text, some deal with criticism, some draw heavily on the original words of Scripture. Very few one-volume commentaries are uniformly good. Useful are Jameson, Fawcett, and Brown's commentary on the entire Bible and the Wycliffe commentary. Often it's valuable when studying a book of the Bible to then get a commentary on that book. Sometimes writers spend a lifetime making a special study of a book of the Bible. When you study that book, you profit from those years of study. For instance, G. Campbell Morgan has an excellent volume on the Gospel of Luke. He has many other fine writings, but this is outstanding. This brings us to the matter of knowing authors. You can count on some authors to always give you some help. Our textbook gives a list of these authors. But now, just to mention a few, Sir Robert Anderson, H.A. Ironside, Lewis Sperry Schaeffer, C.H. Spurgeon, W. Griffith Thomas, W. E. Vine, and Kenneth Wiest. As we indicated, those are just a few names. The list is long. We would suggest that you sample books by various authors. You will find those that are helpful to you. A good book is a real treasure. Someone has well said, a poor book is dear. That means it's costly. A poor book is costly, and a good one cheap at any cost. It is a friend for all seasons and remains true to the 80s and beyond if they come. We're going to pause just now for some music. Perhaps it will give you time to get a pencil and paper to take down notes and our address. And also, a good biblical library does not just happen. Possibly you will want to begin to plan, to write down some goals. Listening to the Emmaus Bible Hour. This time we're talking about books that will help you in your study of the Bible and in Christian living. Let's be very clear on this. The Bible comes first. Read it first in the day. When studying a chapter, read that chapter over and over again before turning to other books. This is Lesson 7 in the course Guide to Christian Growth, an Emmaus Correspondence course. By the way, you might be interested to know that these courses are used around the world and are translated into many languages. Be sure to stay tuned for our address at the close of the program. We welcome your letters and questions. Someone has likened the Bible to a gun, a garden, and a gold mine. May I quote from this author? A gun is a powerful weapon. A garden is a beautiful place. A gold mine is an enviable possession. All need to be treated properly if they are to yield the best results. Unless a gun is handled with certainty and dexterity, it may do a lot of harm. Unless a garden is tended with delicacy and discrimination, it may become a tangle of weeds. We've all seen gardens like that. Unless a gold mine is managed with knowledge and forethought, it may prove a loss instead of a tremendous gain. We're trying to help you make the most of your Bible and of your study time in it. Systematic Bible study begins with a thorough survey of the Scriptures. The student needs the panoramic view of the whole Bible before beginning a book-by-book or a verse-by-verse examination of detail. A book which has helped many is Exploring the Scriptures by John Phillips. Also, William MacDonald's Emmaus Correspondence course titled Summary of the Bible is good. You might add those two names to your author's list. They both have fine commentaries on books of the Bible. John Phillips and William MacDonald. Then systematic study of the great doctrines of the Bible is essential to a well-rounded grasp of truth. Lewis Berry Schaeffer's Major Bible Themes is helpful. So is A Faith, a Symposium, edited by Frederick Tatford. A Christian's Reading should also include books on practical Christian living. S.D. Gordon's books are helpful. So are the books which feature the Keswick ministry. Missionary Biography offers a wide field of challenging, informative reading. The lives of great Christians of all ages open up fascinating areas of study. The life stories of men and women like William Carey, Amy Carmichael, Adoniram Judson, Isabel Kuhn, D.L. Moody, George Mueller, C.H. Spurgeon, and Hudson Taylor cannot help but inspire us to holier and more effective Christian living. And by the way, a more complete list of people whose biographies are helpful is included in the study manual. In closing, let's consider some practical suggestions on getting started. Admittedly, it's difficult for a new believer to know where to start. One good idea is to have a Book of the Month plan, with a goal of purchasing and reading at least one good book a month. Reading can be alternated between books which deal with specific Bible study and books dealing with practical Christian living. Now, it's true that books are expensive. If you have a desire to study, there are various ways to meet this problem. Often you can use a Sunday school library, or you can trade books with friends. If you borrow a book, be sure you do not become a bookkeeper. Read the book quickly and get it back to its owner. It's easy to be confused by the variety of unsound literature on the market. One simple plan for the beginner is to buy only from reputable publishers and to check carefully with older believers as to what books and authors are to be trusted. Books published by Moody Press in Chicago, by Loaiza Brothers in Neptune, New Jersey, and by Waldrick Publishers in Kansas City, Kansas, for example, can be relied upon. And then don't forget the Emmaus Correspondence courses. They can form a solid foundation for continuing reading, study, and growth. Many of the courses contain bibliographies for further reading. It would be helpful to compile a list of these and add the suggested books one by one to a growing library. Books which are out of print can usually be obtained from dealers in second-hand Christian books. Give attendance to reading. That was Paul's advice to Timothy, 1 Timothy 4, verse 13. Remember, we would like to help you in all of this. If you have further questions on any of the subjects touched on this broadcast, be sure to write to us. Stay tuned for our address. You have been listening to the Emmaus Bible Hour.